Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, how does work work? How can we get our young people into employment in our growing local industries? A youth-led research project into jobs in our region, how to get them and how governments can help has been undertaken by Goulburn Murray Local Learning and Employment Network. And to tell us all about it today, project coordinator Lisa Kerr and intern Bree Dorset. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
It's a vexed thing, isn't it, how to connect young people looking for work and those employers needing to employ people, and sometimes there seems to be a bit of a disconnection. So tell us all about what your research has found.
Sure. So I can go first, Terry. The research came about because there was some bad press when COVID first started around youth and connecting them, and, you know, some pretty dire information was...
Just need to be a bit closer to your mic, Lisa. That's much better. Thank you.
There was some pretty dire feedback coming out around youth and employment at the start of COVID. So we teamed up with Jeanette Pope, who's a research policy writer who does a lot of work with government. And they've done a few of these internships in the other LEN regions as well. So we had four young interns, Bree being one of those, and really got out there and had a chat to businesses around what they look for in young people. I can pass over to Bree for a little bit more on what those findings were.
Yeah. So I love this idea, this concept of youth-led research, because who better to do the research? It just seems like a no-brainer when you say it like that, but that's not normally what happens, is it?
No, not at all. So, yeah, it was definitely a privilege, I guess, to be the spokesperson for young people and be a young person myself. Yeah, it was really great to one-on-one speak with the employers and I guess have that first-hand experience of being a young person. So there was a ton of really great news that we found from our research, which was awesome. So there's a ton of entry-level jobs in a wide range of industries. Employers really do want younger employees. So it was so nice to hear the employees in our region speak really high of young people, especially after, you know, Jeanette had seen such bad press. There's young people's interests match what employees are looking for. But I guess the main thing we sort of found was there's that struggle to find the opportunity. So we have really worked closely with Grow Greater Shepparton, which is an amazing platform to link in and find jobs, because what we sort of found was the employees of our region and couldn't really tap into the young people and that network, and vice versa, young people didn't really know where to go for jobs. Nobody knows what they're doing at first, which, yeah, just reiterates we have to sort of close that gap between employers and young people.
You mentioned Grow Greater Shepparton, which I have to admit I'm afraid I hadn't heard of. Can you shine a bit of a light on that?
Yeah, sure. So it's a relatively new platform. So Grow Greater Shepparton, it is called. And it's a place where local businesses can actually put their jobs and vacancies up, and it's a free platform for them to do so. So I guess it's much like your, you know, Seek or LinkedIn, where you look for jobs. This is a localized one for our region, so it's very specific, and it's getting more momentum. So we've kind of found out a little bit more about it through the internship, which is fantastic. One of the interns that we had actually works for Grow Greater Shepparton, so it was fantastic to have her insight. And look, we're hoping that we might be able to work with Grow Greater Shepparton to kind of grow that platform and utilise that as a place where, you know, youth can go for a one-stop shop to be able to see, you know, what's available in their region and what those entry-level jobs are.
Bree, you were talking about some of the disadvantages of using those bigger platforms that aren't localised like Seek. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we were interviewing the 15 employees in the region, it was really interesting to sort of ask what platforms they were using to advertise. So, yeah, Seek, Indeed, even just Facebook. But when we're using the bigger sort of platforms like Seek, it does actually filter out a lot. So when we're looking at students or youth that have minimal experience, their resumes, you know, they might include things like footy club or volunteer work or, you know, just a lot about themselves. And what our employers are looking for is people who can fit into the culture of the workplace because they are willing to train and invest in these young people, but their resume doesn't reflect the skills or the keywords that Seeker looking for. So unfortunately, looking into these bigger platforms, it does filter out a lot of young people, widening that gap again.
What are some of the things that young people can do to make themselves more attractive to local employers or at least find those opportunities?
As you mentioned before, it's youth-led research. So all four of us interns, it was really nice to sort of discuss with one another our education curriculum, our careers education in the curriculum. We would do a lot of template resumes that were, you know, stock standard. We didn't really get down to the nitty-gritty who we are as a person. So employers obviously understand that we don't have the experience that they're looking for, but they're willing to train us. So really making your template really about you, getting down to who you are as a person. It's not actually about your school scores, but your interests and, you know, where you're involved in the community, whether that be a football or netball club, what you like to do on the weekends. It was funny talking to, you know, some places for an engineering company, for instance, you know, if someone likes fishing, they're more likely to get the job, even though that's nothing to do with engineering, but because that's the culture in the workplace, you know, the boys love fishing and they know that someone's going to fit right on in.
Okay, so maybe including a bit more personal information than we've kind of thought we should in the past. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think, what do you see as the main reasons for this disconnection in the first place, Lisa?
Probably more than anything, most recently it's been, you know, because of COVID. Employers haven't had the opportunities to go into the schools and speak with the teachers, speak with the students and the parents. Likewise, there hasn't been those, you know, careers expos and all of those kind of things. So there's been this gap for such a long time where there's just been, you know, inability for them to connect, which makes it really hard. So I think, you know, that's just made it even worse for students to know where they can go to find work. And likewise, the other side of the labour market, employers not really knowing where their potential, you know, employees are going to come from.
There's a finding here that work experience is important, but there are lots of different kinds of work experience. So I suppose when we think of work experience, we think about literally in the workplace, but perhaps would work experience might constitute something like being a sports coach?
Absolutely. And I think the main thing when we're looking at work experience is the quality of work experience. So even being involved in this youth-led research, like this is a great example of experience. You know, we learnt communication, interviewing employers, note-taking, organisation, just conducting ourselves in that professional manner. So this is a really great example of that.
Well, you're working yourself, so you obviously found a job. What was your experience like?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to expand my network dramatically. Through this project, I met Neha and became a mentor at the Flamingo Project, but also connected with Anthony Murphy, who's the CEO and founder of Attention Media, which is just a digital marketing agency here in Shepparton. So after speaking with Anthony and realising, you know, he's not looking for someone who's all about marketing and has a ton of experience in the marketing industry. He was looking for someone that could fit into the culture and had a certain personal attributes. And I realised, oh, I've actually got a few of those. So, I connected with Anthony really well and I've landed the job.
So you actually got a job through the project?
I did.
Well, that speaks very highly of it then, doesn't it?
Yes.
And how's it going?
Yeah, I'm loving it. And again, you know, we spend a third of our life working. So just reiterating, being in a place where culture is such a big thing, it's been amazing, really loving it.
What did you learn from the fact that you got a job through that experience?
Really, I think not holding myself back just because I lack experience. And I think that's where young people, they hold themselves back because they go, I don't have experience in that particular industry. Whereas, yeah, after speaking to the 15 employers, we realise they're really willing to invest in young people in our region, especially to keep us here too, to keep building our community.
So where to now, Lisa? What are the findings of this report going to lead to?
Yeah, so look, I think we've got a number of projects that we're looking at. You know, one is obviously the collaboration between Grow Greater Shepparton. So there'll be a bit of work happening there in the background. Also, we've got some other, you know, projects coming, which will come into fruition next year, which could look like some potential internships, you know, similar projects to what we've just done now, because obviously we've seen, you know, how important that's been and what the interns have got out of it. So we're hoping to maybe replicate something similar for next year. Yeah, it certainly won't be, you know, research that's just put to the side, because I think it's so important, and the employers are really, you know, asking as well, well, what's going to become of this? So certainly watch this space. The report can actually be found on the GMLEN website as well, and we have hard copies. So anyone that would like a hard copy, I'm more than happy to post that or drop that off for them if they want to have a look.
Fantastic, and well done on the research, and all the best for the future in your new job, Bree.
Thank you.
That was Lisa Kerr and Bree Dorset from Goulburn Murray Local Learning and Employment Network talking about how work works.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Gift giving is a breeze when you drop into Focus Cards and Gifts, Friars Street end of the Maud Street Mall, right in the centre of Shepparton. There's a great range of gifts, cards, wrap and the trimmings you'll need to make your gift look great, all in the one spot. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram or Google us to keep up with the latest gift ideas. Drop in soon and say g'day. We're a friendly bunch. Join our rewards club for great benefits. We accept Zip Pay, Amex and most other cards. Call us on 58211 813. We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.